Welcome, everybody. My name is Tim Kashani with IT Mentors, and today we're going to be looking at the Windows Azure Platform Benefits for Visual Studio 2010 MSDN Premium or Ultimate Users Offer. This is a three-part series focusing on some of the key information that you will need if you're going to be signing up for this offer. In part one, we're going to look at two aspects. Number one, what is the offer itself? And two, what are some things I might be thinking of before I sign up, and then how do I sign up? The first place I'd like to take you is Microsoft.com/Windows Azure. You'll find a number of different resources located on this page, one of them being the Purchase tab. When I click the Purchase tab, it's going to take me to a number of different offers. You will notice that we have the traditional offers, and you may want to look into some of them, as well as the MSDN Subscribers Premium offer. In the second part, I'm going to walk you through the live version of this. In this part, I want to highlight the following. When you click that, it's going to give you the offer itself and what comes with the offer. For those of you that may be asking, well, what is the offer? I will now tell you. On the left-hand column, you're going to see the different aspects of Windows Azure broken down by components and or region, and then the corresponding value associated with each component. For example, the small compute instance, for free, you are given 750 hours a month. Storage, 10 gigabytes. You get the idea. Now you say, great, I get all of that for free, but what happens if I go over? If you go to this URL or in the live demonstration, I'm going to show you another way to get to this location, it will talk about all the different pricing components, one of them being the MSDN premium price. If you do exceed your allotment, then you will be charged at the following rates listed below. That is based on the standard Azure rates with your MSDN premium discount applied to them. At this point, you usually ask yourself, how do I calculate how much I'm going to need or use? Under the Purchase tab, you're also going to notice an Economic/TCO tab. That's going to take you to this total cost of ownership calculator, where you'll see in less than 10 minutes you can figure out, based upon your usage, some estimates on how this is going to work for your organization. We also have an entire web seminar listed at this following URL which talks about the TCO calculator. It's a great way for you to start evaluating your own usage in the Azure world. Another thing we do is we will send you notifications. An email gets generated at the following compute hour thresholds, 75%, 100%, and 125%. That email is going to come from the following location, aznotify@microsoft.com. You're going to be learning in the next session that you sign up with your Windows Live ID. So one of the tips we have for you is if the Live ID that you are using is not an email that you check normally, please make sure that you set up a forward on that email so that you will get these different notifications. We want you to also look at this gray box tool that we'll be talking about in video 3. In other words, we don't want all of a sudden a big bill to show up and you say, well, what happened? This will help you prevent that. When you get the email, it's going to call out specifically where you are. You'll notice right here that you have exceeded 75% of your compute hours, and it will tell you how many actual hours you're at. Now, another way that you can do this, and what we'll be looking at in the following videos, is you can go directly to your services under your online services customer portal and see the detailed instructions how to view and understand the statement, as well as look at the actual usage themselves. When you sign up, you're going to have your service account in your Microsoft Online Services portal. This is where you can manage your subscriptions as well as look at different aspects of the particular subscription itself. And now that we've covered the fundamentals, in part two, I'd like to walk you through the subscription process itself. Once again, to get started, www.microsoft.com/Windows Azure. Thank you for your time, and if you feel good to go and you don't need to watch any more of these videos, sign up away. But if not, I'll see you in part two. Thank you.